With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. It's been a defining year for Cayman squash, one marked by historic milestones, home court triumphs, and a renewed push to elevate the sport across all levels, from hosting one of the largest ever Junior Caribbean Squash Championships to clinching multiple medals at the Island Games. 2024-2025 was a season of growth, grit, and of course, national pride. But the journey doesn't stop there. With eyes now set on the 2026 Central American and Caribbean Games and a first ever bid for the Pan American Games, the Cayman Islands National Squash Association is doubling down on development, fitness, and international readiness. CINSA President Janet Searsing joins us to reflect on the year's biggest wins, the challenges behind the scenes, and the strategic moves shaping the future of Cayman squash.
Janet, looking back at the 2024-2025 season, what were some of the standout achievements and your biggest challenges for squash, both on and off the court?
I would say our biggest achievement was the hosting of the Junior Caribbean Squash Championships. In July, we hosted one of the largest contingents, being 125 juniors, and accompanying them, we had 97 parents. So therefore, that was a huge contingent for the Cayman Islands to host, and it was a very successful event, and our players in various categories also medaled, both boys and girls. And also, you know, hosting it at home, a lot of our local players were able to see Cayman at its best during competition. So just going on from the first point, you know, we talk about our success. That was on the junior event. On the senior side of things, the senior team attended Island Games in Orkney. That was a huge success in which they won 5 gold medals, silver medals, and overall just about all categories, the Cayman Islands medal, and that was a huge success for the Cayman Islands.
Speaking of that, you all recently had a tournament. It was either this month or last month, am I correct?
Well, we had the Caribbean Championship, which was due to be held in Jamaica in November, the Senior Championship, and that was held in Guyana in November. And we competed in that. The Cayman Islands ladies team qualified for the Central American Caribbean Games for 2026. Therefore, we'll compete for that event next year in Dominican Republic.
Ah, gotcha. Okay, so as we head into 2026, what are Cayman squash's top priorities, especially for like elevating the game in terms of youth development and more international competition?
Well, in terms of the development, not only for youth but also the senior, we recognize that on a skill perspective, we are right there with all the top teams, but with competing, jobs, etc., I find we're falling down on the fitness side of things. And therefore, for 2026, we're partnering with a trainer from one of the gyms, and we're going to be concentrating a lot on fitness, strength training, agility-type work, while our main coach, national coach, will concentrate on the technical side of things. So we'll be focusing on that aspect and developing not only the senior team, junior team in that area. And I think with the combination of the technical and that strength and fitness side of things, we're going to see huge improvement in the overall performance of what.
Okay, awesome. What, are there any international competitions we should be looking forward to for 2026?
Yes. Well, we have the standard Caribbean Championships. The juniors will be held in Trinidad, and the seniors, Jamaica, will take that challenge on again in 2026 to host it. In addition to that, in Paraguay, we have the Pan Am Championships, and that will be the qualifying event for the Pan Am Games for 2027. So that is part of our work on the overall fitness and agility and strength of the team, because we would like to qualify for the Pan Am Games in squash for the first time during the Paraguay event. So that is one of the main focus, and also in the preparation for CAC, this was also helping that because we medaled in the doubles at CAC a few years ago, and we would like to also medal again next year at CAC Games.
Cayman Islands National Squash Association President, Janet Searsing. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.